No loss, dog. Tiny's not for us.
Here, we just don't have room for a dog that big.
But we just can't throw poor old Tiny out into the street.
Like a dog.
I'd take him, Mr. Mitchell, but my pop hates relatives and dogs.
Well, I guess we'd better get this overgrown friend of yours down to the animal shelter and let them find his real owner.
It's too late. The dog pound closes at 5 o'clock.
I believe he's right, dear.
Well, then I guess Tiny will just have to sleep in the basement tonight.
Oh, boy, did you hear that, Tiny? Did you hear that, guys?
Yeah, Tiny's just sleeping.
Hold it. First thing in the morning, we're taking Tiny to the animal shelter. I mean it. Do I make myself clear?
Sure, Dad. Come on, Tiny. Come on, fellas.
At least our son's improving in his choice of new friends. Last time he brought home a goat.
Get this beast off.
Okay, come on, Tiny.
What's all the commotion about?
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. We were just introducing Mr. Wilson to a new dog.
Well, hello there. My, what a nice dog.
You see, Mr. Wilson, Tiny just wants to be friendly.
Maybe he does, but I don't.
You're a mean man.
Now, don't mind Mr. Wilson, children. He's just a little afraid of dogs.
Don't you like dogs, Mr. Wilson?
Only when they're smaller than I am. Not the children, if you don't mind, huh?
Mr. Wilson, poor Tiny there's a dog without an owner.
What did he do? Swallow his last one?
If we don't find him a home by tomorrow morning, he'll have to go to the dog pound. He'd make a swell watchdog, Mr. Wilson. And he could do other things, too. Like bring your slippers and get your morning paper.
And bite you when you're mean.
Boys, I am perfectly capable of getting my own slippers and my own newspapers.
In your mouth?
Like in your tail at the same time?
All right. Goodbye. All four of you. Out.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, Tiny. Tiny!
He's got my South American staff.
Tiny, give it back!
Quick, somebody, grab that mutt's tongue before he swallows my stamp.
There you are, Mr. Wilson. All licked and ready to be pasted in your albums.
Now, take that mangy beast and depart.
If you change your mind about keeping Tiny, Mr. Wilson,
I'll call a psychiatrist and have my head examined.
Goodbye.
Come on, Tiny.
Henry, the dog's barking again.
Alice, I am well aware that the dog is barking again.
Don't you think you ought to bring him upstairs out of the basement?
Oh, you think you'd be happier barking up here?
Eloise. Eloise, do you hear that?
John Wilson, did you wake me up just to listen to a dog bark?
Well, I can't sleep.
Oh, fine. John, as your wife, I will darn your socks, cook your meals, catch your colds. But I will not stay awake with you in the middle of the night listening to a dog bark just because you can't sleep.
I'm going to do something about that dog right now.
Well, what are you planning to do, dear? Go next door and offer yourself as a human sacrifice?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello, John. Yes, I also can hear a dog barking. My dog? Well, he's in my basement, but I'd hardly classify him as my dog. He's merely an overnight guest. Well, exactly what do you suggest I do with him, John?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you go downstairs and tell him some shaggy dog story?
What are you doing, dear?
You wanted him upstairs, so he's upstairs. Then you stay there and be quiet.
Now to get some sleep.
Alone, dear.
Well, I am.
Now, honey, you can't blame the dog for wanting to sleep on his master's bed.
I'm glad you find this amusing, Alice.
I'm sorry, dear, but it is funny.
Do you mind?
Where are you going, dear?
I'm going down to the sofa and get some sleep.
I hope you're comfortable.
Good night, Tiny.
Give me that paper, you thief.
Eat your breakfast, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, you can keep the paper. Just give me the sports section. Eloise!
Dennis!
Eloise, just look at this paper.
Oh, he'll improve, dear. After all, it's the first morning the dog's delivered the paper.
Oh, very fun. Henry hadn't promised to get rid of that bloodthirsty creature this morning. Eloise, in the personal column. Lost. Large shaggy dog answers to the name of Clyde. $100 reward for information and recovery. Eloise, Tiny must be this dog Clyde. And that's my little surprise, folks. I just decided that I really need a dog.
Oh, boy, did you hear that, Tiny? Mr. Wilson wants you after all.
I don't get it, John. Just a few minutes ago, you...
I know, Henry. I must confess that I haven't been too friendly to the dog, but...
You mean Tiny will never have to go to the dog pound?
Dennis, I give you my word, that dog will never be taken to the pound by me.
Well, John, supposing his real owner's looking for him.
Oh, well, then I'd advertise in the newspapers, of course, just in case.
Well, okay, he's all yours. Ride him in good health.
Come along. Yes, Mrs. Morton, we'll be expecting you. Goodbye.
Eloise?
She just lives 3 blocks from here. She's jumping in her car and coming right over.
John Wilson, do you mean to tell me you took that dog without telling the Mitchells about the advertisement or the reward?
Now, Eloise, if ever an individual deserved the reward, I do. I've been growled at, barked at, my night's sleep has been ruined, I've had my morning paper shredded, and last but not least, that fuzzy creature drove me up a tree in my own front yard.
John Wilson, you're just after that $100. Now, why don't you admit it?
Oh.
John! Isn't that your shoe he's chewing on?
Clyde, stop that.
Well, aren't you going to stop him, dear?
Of course I'm going to stop him. Clyde, stop that. Well, it's an old shoe anyway.
Yes, it is aging rather rapidly.
There she is. Mrs. Morton, come in, come in.
Well, Mr. Wilson, where is my Clyde?
Go right in, go right in.
I do.
Clyde, look who's here to see you, Clyde.
That's not Clyde.
It must be Clyde. Well, I mean, he's big and shaggy. It's got to be Clyde.
Don't tell me, Mr. Wilson. I know my Clyde. That dog is an imposter.
Mrs. Morton.
The idea of trying to pass off that unkempt creature as my Clyde.
Oh, my, isn't this peaceful?
I just keep thinking about that poor animal. Driving him over to the other side of the town and leaving him there to wander around. Lost.
Eloise, what difference does it make whether he's lost on this side of town or the other side of town?
John Wilson! Little Seymour is right. You are a mean man.
John! There's an old friend of yours at the door wants to see you.
An old friend? Oh, fine. Send him in.
Oh, for the love of...
Eloise!
Mr. Wilson! Hey, Mr. Wilson!
I wonder what Frank Buck wants now. What is it now, Dennis?
Watch what we taught Tiny to do for you, Mr. Wilson. Go get her, Tiny!
Really something, huh, Mr. Wilson? I learned it first.
Give it to Mr. Wilson, Tiny.
Here, Tiny.
There he is, Sergeant Mooney. There's that horrible dog.
John, can I see you a minute? Hi, kids.
Hi, Sergeant Mooney.
Mrs. Elkins and I want to talk to you, John.
Well, if it isn't Beauty and the Beast.
I warn you, John Wilson, flattery will get you nowhere.
Oh, when I said Beauty, I was referring to the sergeant here.
Is that your dog, John?
It sure is, Sergeant Mooney. Isn't he swell?
Mrs. Elkins claimed that animal chased her cat up a tree and almost gave her a heart attack.
Jeepers, are you sure, Mrs. Elkins? Tiny likes cats, especially for lunch.
And that's not all. When I went to poor Tinkerbell's aid, that creature almost chased me up my own tree.
Well, that must have been quite a sight.
Tiny wouldn't have hurt you, Mrs. Elkins.
Oh, no? What did he go after me for, then?
Maybe he thought you were an old bone.
Sergeant, there are laws to protect the innocent. I expect you to do your duty.
Just a minute. At what time did all this happen?
At 7:30 this morning.
Well, I did not become the proud owner of this mutt until 9 o'clock.
That's right, Sergeant Mooney.
See, Mooney?
There's something mighty fishy going on around here, Sergeant.
Well, as an old cat, you ought to know, Mrs. Elkin. Thought you had me that time, eh, Mooney? What's this for?
Not having a license for that pooch of yours, happy boy.
What? Now, just a darn minute, Mooney.
Why should Tiny need a license, Sergeant Mooney?
He doesn't even drive.
Now, this is completely unfair. The least you could do is give me time to...
I forgot. This goes with the ticket.
What's the handkerchief for?
We have a new service, John. Weep now, pay later.
Well, that's life.
Why, that miserable... This is all your fault, you flop-eared, flea-bitten nuisance.
Look, Mr. Wilson, Tiny wants to shake hands with you.
That means he's beginning to like you.
Well, the feeling is definitely not mutual.
Let that be a lesson to you guys. When a big dog wants to shake hands with you, you'd better shake.
John.
John, I can't sleep thinking about the way you left that poor dog out in the country this afternoon to fend for himself.
I did not leave him out in the country, Eloise. I left him in the next town.
Well, it's the same thing.
Eloise, I consider the matter closed.
What did you say, dear?
I don't believe it. It's him.
Shh. Maybe if we don't pay any attention, he'll think we've moved.
Whoever it is, I hear him.
Mr. Wilson, you have to do something about that animal. That barking is making my Tinkerbell so nervous her hair is falling out.
Well, don't let her leave the house. There's nothing so distracting as having a bald cat running around loose. Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello. Oh, Henry. To what do we owe the pleasure of this call?
Your dog is barking. I know, John. He is a watchdog, but may I suggest that he do more watching and less barking? Think nothing of it, John. That's what good friends are for, to make constructive suggestions. Good night, John. Alice.
Yes, dear?
Next time I hope Dennis brings home another goat.
Tiny, you in? Wipe your feet. Come on in. Don't look at me with those sad eyes. Stay down here and be quiet. Some sleep.
Why, John, Tiny likes you.
Oh, for the...
I'm going to get the newspaper, Eloise.
All right, dear. Where's the dog?
Oh, I let him out a couple of hours ago. He kept hogging the cupboards.
Hello,
you take every one of those newspapers back where they belong this instant.
Well, good morning, John. I see you got yourself a partner in crime.
Mooney, what are you doing here?
Mrs. Elkins called. She claims that you and your canine friend here have gone into the newspaper stealing business. Let's see. 2, 4, 7, 9...
Mooney! I can't help what that stupid dog does.
Oh, you can, huh? 17, 19, 21, 24, 26 cases of petty theft I can charge the both of you with.
Mooney, you wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't I? Look, if these papers ain't back to their owners within 1 hour, I'm coming back, handcuffing you and that mutt together and taking both of you right down to the station.
I tell you, Henry, I don't own that dog. That dog owns me. Look at me. I'm a nervous wreck. I've only had him 3 days. My hands are trembling. I've got a twitch in my left eye, and I think I'm getting fleas.
You do look a little worse for wear, Mr. Wilson.
No, we all.
I'm sorry, Henry. It's me or the dog. It's a matter of survival.
Mr. Wilson! Tiny and I delivered all the newspapers, just like you wanted.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. There's your dollar.
Oh, boy, thanks, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, Mr. Wilson's decided he can't keep Tiny after all.
He can't? But keepers, Mr. Wilson, you promised.
Dennis, I promised I wouldn't take the dog to the dog pound, and I won't.
However, son, I'm afraid we'll have to.
But keepers, Dad, what's going to become of poor old Tiny?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, poor old Tiny will always have a soft spot in my heart.
Is this the dog, Mrs. Beacon?
Philip! Oh, you naughty boy, you!
Philip, you rascal!
Look at Tiny! He acts like he knows that lady.
He certainly does, young man. He disappeared from home several days ago. He sometimes does that for a few days. You rascal, you. Anyway, just as we were beginning to get a little concerned, we saw the ad in this morning's paper.
That was my ad. There isn't any reward, of course.
Oh, yes, there is. $25.
$25, you don't say?
Well, I know how much trouble a dog like Philip can be. When I answered the ad, a Mrs. Wilson insisted that I give the reward to the little boy who found the dog.
But I... did?
Yes. Are you Dennis?
I sure am.
Well, here you are, my dear. And thank you.
Thank you? Oh, boy, wow!
Well, many thanks to all of you. Now, you come along, you naughty boy. Bye, Dennis.
Goodbye, Tiny. Take good care of yourself. $25 whole. Gee, Mr. Wilson, if it wasn't for you and that ad, I wouldn't have this $25, and Tiny wouldn't be going home with that nice lady again.
That's right, dear.
You certainly do owe Mr. Wilson a debt of gratitude, son.
Oh, no, it really wasn't anything, Henry. The ad didn't cost very much. The dog only ate 10 or 12 pounds of meat. And a few shoes.
You've been swell, Mr. Wilson. And you know how I'm going to show my gratitude to you?
No, Dennis. How are you going to show your gratitude to me?
I'm going to find that lady and give her money back if she'll let Tiny come over and visit you every Saturday.
Oh, for sake.
Dennis!
This has been a Screen Gems film production.